This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
Yes.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the,
monster match.
From my laboratory,
I can't help myself.
Released to the master bedroom where the vampires feast.
The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt.
My electrodes,
they did the match.
They did the monster match.
That's so silly. We should have the whole thing, though, right, Jay?
Yeah, I was just going to say, please don't stop this.
All right, crank it up there, James. They did the monster match.
The zombies were having
fun. The party had just begun.
The guests included Wolfman,
Dracula, and his son.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chain,
bang,
the coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the
Crypt Kicker Five.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
It was on in a flash.
They played the
monster match. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
Whatever happened,
my friend, in your quiz.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
I have a revelation that I've never made before after this is over.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match. Now everything's cool. Rex a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
So this goes back to, I want to say 1966. Did you check that, James? I believe it was 66 or 67. The guy's name is Bobby Pickett from Somerville, Massachusetts. And he did this song as kind of a gag on a cruise, a Halloween cruise, that WBZ, which was the big radio station in town at the time, had in Boston Harbor. It was on Halloween. It was the only thing. I was, at that time, 60? No, it had to have been earlier than that because I was a teenager, like 14, 13, 14, and I was such a big, so it would have been in the early, it would have been like 59 or 60.
It was
62.
1962. Okay. Yeah, you were close.
All right. So he did this, and I would have been then, 60, mid-teens. So I heard my friends, the voices on the radio, the disc jockeys, talking about this, and I pleaded with my mother, please, can I go on this cruise? And so she took me on the cruise. It was one of the few things I actually remember well about my mother and what she did. She thought it was silly, but she knew that it was important to me, so that's what she did. She took me on the cruise. And this guy introduced the song. The disc jockeys from BZ, Bruce Bradley, Dick Summer, Jay Dunn, Jeff Kay, listen to me, I know all of them, Carl DeSouce.
That's a core memory.
Yeah, that's all of the, Dick Summer is my friend today. We became friends when we worked together on a station in Boston a long, long time ago. Anyway, these guys were the disc jockeys, and every city had a station like this, and they all did things like this. They had events. In this case, they hired a cruise boat for the harbor, a harbor boat, and they had this guy, Bobby Boris Pickett, who was from Somerville, Massachusetts. He was introduced on BZ. I don't remember which, I think it was Bruce Bradley that introduced him, first time the song was played. And then it was immediate. I mean, this thing, it was introduced right at the right time, Halloween in 62, and it went national, and it was the number one song for like 3 weeks in a row. It's the only thing this guy ever did. And yet, can you get through a Halloween without hearing this song? The answer is no.
No. Nope.
You can't. And you shouldn't. So anyway, that's the story of the Monster Mash. Meanwhile, the fact, listen carefully to this, please, ladies and gentlemen, haunted houses are a dying business. Ba-da-ba-da-boom. This is a headline.
Did the pandemic kill them?
Yes, in fact, that's very good, Jay. The pandemic managed to kill just about anything and everything that got in its way, including Halloween. So people are coming back. This year is the biggest year in terms of sales of candy and costumes and things since, what is it, 2020? When did the pandemic, was 2020 or 20? Yeah, it was 2020.
Yes, it was, I believe, March 2020 is when everything started really shutting down.
Yep. All right, so anyway, this year, there are 5,000 haunted houses operating around the country. There is an association, believe it or not, of haunted attractions. The guy's name who runs it is Larry Kirshner. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. He has 600 professional events that he puts together every year. And he says most of the stuff, the beneficiaries of these events are charities, which is actually quite good. It's nice. It's not all about candy and costumes and stuff. It's about helping people. And you can do that easily. When you go out tonight to bring your children, your grandchildren around, get something that helps others. All right? Will you please do that? Get something that helps some youngsters or older, whoever, you know, get some, give the children that much, put in their thought process, this is all not just about them. Maybe that's the best way of going about it. All right, I go back now to this date in 1938. The United States of America went into mass hysteria. It was, this was before World War II. This radio broadcast by a young fellow, an actor named Orson Welles. He had a group called the Mercury Theater on the air, and they did radio plays. And he wrote this play and was able to go into the studio, WABC in New York, and then on CBS, it was called the Columbia Broadcasting System at the time, 8 o'clock. On October 30, I get chills, I get goosebumps going up and down my legs and my back because I know what this thing meant. And the reason that I bring it to you, well, there are a couple of reasons. One, because it's a very important historical part of Halloween. And the other is that it is something that could happen today, and you wouldn't think it at this time, everybody thought this was real. And so think about it, fast forward to today with all the AI stuff and other things that are going on social media. You don't know what to believe. You don't know who to believe. So this is one of the excerpts from the broadcast of the Mercury Theater on the air on 8 o'clock WABC.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News, Toronto, Canada. Professor Morris of Macmillan University reports observing a total of 3 explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This confirms earlier reports received from American observatories. Now, nearer home, comes a special bulletin from Trenton, New Jersey. It is reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, 22 miles from Trenton. The flash in the sky was visible within a radius of several hundred miles, and the noise of the impact was heard as far north as Elizabeth. We have dispatched a special mobile unit to the scene, and we'll have our commentator, Carl Phillips, give you a word picture of the scene as soon as he can reach there from Princeton. In the meantime, we take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Okay. This was real. This is the broadcast. And so what happens while this is going on, a parishioner's listening to WABC runs into the First Baptist Church during evening services in Caldwell, New Jersey, and yells, to the congregation that a meteor had just fallen, showering death and destruction on North New Jersey. So the Reverend Thomas Thomas, who is the minister of this church, quietly tells the congregation that they ought to pray for deliverance from the catastrophe. This was only the beginning of hysteria that took place in New York, Philadelphia, Washington. Every major city in the United States went literally into hysteria, and it wasn't until hours later that people found out the truth about this. It was midnight that day, that night, before it was announced on the Columbia Broadcasting System that this had been a play, and this was a broadcast that was a drama, like a lot of the other dramas that were on the radio at the time. There were lots of...
But also during that time, why would anybody else think differently? Like, why would anybody have questioned it during that day and age?
Right. It was a tale so improbable that it had to be real. That's really kind of what happened. So then the next day, Orson Welles went on the air and expressed regret because of this dramatic effort and the problems that it created. He said he didn't think it would do anything like it did. He said he hesitated about it at first, but then he thought people who were bored would be happy to be excited. Excuse me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get excited, all right. You can't compare it. I don't think there's anything that has ever happened on the radio that you could compare to it. Really, there's nothing. There have been a lot of things that have happened that were reality-based, but this wasn't. But it seemed to be, because radio was so real, because the words that come out of the speaker, people paid attention to these words. And the words were troubling. So the War of the Worlds broadcast for the first time on this date in 1938. Wow. What a time. All right, we got 18 after the hour. Speaking of time on Good Day.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great Halloween tunes, spooky stuff, if you will. All right, so this is not spooky, but it's kind of interesting because there are so many fans of the boy bands that still are around. Jennifer would be jumping for joy, and how about you, Jay?
I did enjoy New Kids on the Block, don't get me wrong. It was just slightly before my time.
What was it?
So, oh, that's right. Well, just a few years. I was a little too young for it, even though I still like some of their songs. And, I mean, you still hear them, and it's just classic. And I have an older sister. So,
all right, well,
which
because
she
I'm
liked,
a,
I liked.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Donnie Wahlberg, and I like Blue Bloods. So the fact that he's putting the band back together, I'm not sure they ever were apart. They just do specific dates. So they have a big announcement. So if you're a New Kid on the Block fan, you'll want to stick around for that announcement, which comes up right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All right. There's Johnny and Joey McIntyre and Danny Wood, Jonathan and Jordan Knight, New Kids on the Block, are going to kick off a summer tour at the Blossom Music Center in Cuyahoga Falls, just on, up the street from where you are, Jay, on the 14th of June. And then they're going to do 40 dates around the country, Phoenix, Dallas, Philly,
They're going to the same place where Farm Aid took place this year in Noblesville, Indiana, as well. So what they're doing is the, I'm sure, the 90s music, right? That's what they're known
for.
They're
going to
do new stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they have some new things. But DJ Jazzy Jeff, Paula Abdul joining, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Who's DJ Jazzy Jeff? Do I stick my foot in my mouth with that question?
He was big with Will Smith back in the early 90s.
Oh,
he was also on the Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air. Getting jiggy with him? Yeah. He was? He was in that movie, in that TV show, yeah?
Yeah, he was Will's friend Jazz.
Oh, okay. That's DJ Jazzy Jeff, I guess. Which came first, the name or his name associated? Was he Jazzy on TV, then he became Jazzy Jeff? Or was it Jazzy Jeff?
It was Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff first when they got the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, got it. All right, meanwhile, back to New Kids on the Block. Very nostalgic. It's interesting to see the sorts of things they have. Do they ever sing songs that aren't theirs? Are they the kind of group that pulls from other stuff as well that people like, that they know on these reunion tours?
I would think so, because I've never been to a concert where somebody didn't cover at least one song from
somebody else. Right.
Yeah.
All right, tickets for the Magic Summer Tour of New Kids on the Block with a fan club pre-sale starting tomorrow. And then you can be able to get tickets all week long. They'll sell out fast, you'll be sure of that. All right, there's the word, 28 after, here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Last week, Ford and the UAW reached a labor deal. Over the weekend, it was Stellantis that worked a deal. And now General Motors, the final large automaker, coming to terms with the United Auto Workers. The labor union reached a tentative deal with GM yesterday. That should put an end to the strike that started more than 6 weeks ago. A man who was found dead inside a Colorado amusement park had everything he needed to attack. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office says a man, dressed in full tactical gear and armed with multiple weapons and IEDs, broke into the amusement park in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, after hours on Friday. His body was found the next morning in a restroom. Authorities believe the suspect took his own life instead of going through with his plan. Happy Halloween, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
She's a witch of New Orleans. Of New Orleans.
On Redbone. Actually, this is not. This is a group called Redbone. I remember making this mistake when I was on the air playing music. Leon Redbone had nothing to do with the group Redbone. But it sounded good at the time. And I could pretty much talk my way in and out of most anything. But this song certainly fits for a Halloween celebration, which is what we are all about today. It's October the 3rd. Well, not all about. I have Barry Geller, my friend in Israel, who can speak to both of the big deals of the day. He was outside his home in a little village outside of Tel Aviv watching the missiles come over. From Hamas, and he's got that story to tell, and also because he is considered a paranormalist, a lot of things that happen on Halloween over the years, he's had some great stories to tell about Halloween events, so we'll get to that stuff as we continue here. Jay and Doug, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, here are some of the superstitions from Halloween folklore. All right, you ready?
Ready.
If you eat a spider rolled in butter and swallowed and whole, it will cure the plague. That was a Halloween superstition. How about that? To cure a toothache, spit into the mouth of a frog.
Oh, poor frog.
To release a person possessed by a ghost, throw dust at them. The middle finger is poisonous, and if you touch an open wound with it, it will never heal. I never heard that one about the middle finger before, but that one may be true. Who knows? If a candle flame suddenly turns blue, there's a ghost nearby.
Ooh.
How about that? Huh? Black cats can cause the plague. That's a Halloween superstition.
The plague of cuddles, you mean?
Listen, to each his own. If cats jump into a coffin before the coffin is buried, the deceased become a vampire. That's a superstition. Okay, let's see here. This is something for Chucker. Dracula is the most filmed story of all time. More movies have been made about Dracula than anything else, including James Bond.
I believe that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Price, who was the actor that was probably in more of these ghoulish movies than anybody else, was a gourmet cook as well. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but anyway, let's see here. For those of you who didn't know, a dentist invented the electric chair, and it was first used on Halloween in 1923. Did you know that?
How did that invention come about?
Electric chair. What was the dentist doing with an electric chair?
Mm-hmm.
How, huh? Think about that. Listen, a lot of things. You go back to the time when the Druids in England, the first people to celebrate All Hallows Eve were the Druids. If you ever take a trip through the Midlands in England, you'll see the Druid burial grounds are all around. I've seen four of them in central England. Around the stones, why did I forget the name of the stones? Stonehenge.
Oh, Stonehenge?
Stonehenge. Yeah, right. Yep. They're Druid burial, and they're like 100 feet tall, and there are hundreds of bodies buried in these tombs. And so that goes back to that. They were the first to celebrate All Hallows Eve. So trick-or-treating got started by people leaving food on their doorsteps as a bribe to keep the devils away from them. How about that?
Yeah,
sure does.
You can always keep people happy with food. You don't want any dead demons or devils that are hangry.
Yep, exactly. Look at all these Halloween songs. Okay, I've asked the question, and this is the answer that somebody sent me. When I asked, when is too old to be trick-or-treating, right? We asked that question earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the answer that came from Larry Silver, who says, these are the signs you're too old to be trick-or-treating. Ready? Number 10, you get winded knocking on the door.
Okay.
Number 9, you have to have another child chew your candy. Number eight, these are the signs you're too old to trick-or-treat. Number 8, you ask for high-fiber candy. Number 7, when somebody drops a candy bar in your bag, you lose your you lose your balance and you fall over. Too old to trick-or-treat. Number 6, people say, great Keith Richards mask, and you're not wearing a mask. Number 5, when the door opens, you yell, trick or... I can't remember the rest of that. Number 4, by the end of the night, you have a bag full of restraining orders. Number 3, you have to be careful. You choose a costume that won't dislodge your hairpiece. Number 2, you're the only Power Ranger in the neighborhood. Number 1, you avoid going to houses where your ex-wives live. There you go. Those are the signs you're too old to trick or treat.
I could get down with that.
Yes. This is not a trick, but it is kind of a treat. The folks at Calitrin helping you with a great Halloween discount that you can find by going to toploss.com. This is a product that I stand by. I've used it. I've known hundreds of people who have sworn by this product, Calitrin, to lose weight and to keep it off. It's the natural way. And they've been in business for almost 27 years. We've been talking about them on this program for 7 to 8 years. It's very, very effective. The people are fabulous. This is not a crazy expensive way to lose weight, but it is a way to keep it off. So if that's on your mind, then maybe you'll have had a lot of candy by the end of the week, and you think, I better get on this diet because I don't want to get too heavy. Thanksgiving is coming. Christmas is coming. New Year's is coming. My birthday is coming. All of these are reasons for you to celebrate and eat stuff, and so then you need to get rid of it. So Calitrin and its best friend, the Belly Blaster, are available 90-day supply. You get the deal by using Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out at toploss.com. Free shipping and Halloween discounts on everything. So lose weight the fair, the best, the intelligent way with Calitrin at toploss.com.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor.
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
It's 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. We're going out to Tel Aviv and to my friend's home, Uri Geller, who is one of the most prominent paranormalists, if not the most prominent, someone who's instructed people on how to use their mind over the years. And he is in the midst of the action. So you just had an event, Uri. Will you explain or describe for the listeners what just happened over Tel Aviv where you are?
Yeah, about 20 seconds ago, maybe half a minute ago, less, while you were still speaking to me before we got on air, a missile just fell into the sea with a big bang opposite the shores of Tel Aviv. And that's what's happening here. ISIS, Hamas, ISIS are sending these missiles. You have thousands of them. They fall everywhere and anywhere. A few people already got killed, but we've got the Iron Dome, and really the Iron Dome shoots it out of the sky. Now, the reason this missile fell into the sea is because the Iron Dome can configure it out, can calculate out exactly where the missile is heading to. So if it's heading towards the sea, then there are no sirens. But if it's coming inland into a city, then sirens begin to wail. But we actually saw the missile fall into the sea in front of our own eyes just now.
A couple of days ago, you sent me a video of sort of the same thing, what was happening when you and your wife and your brother-in-law were outside. Yeah, you sent me that video, and I had chills thinking, wondering, because you and I are great friends, how you're doing with all of this, the psychological pressure, you and your friends that live there, people who are in Israel going through all of this. How are people managing? And it's not the first time you've done it, but it seems to be kind of one of the worst examples of the lack of being able to get along there.
Well, I first of all, right now what I do is I entertain families that were moved from south and north into Tel Aviv. I do performances for children, bending spoons and all that. And yes, there is definitely some type of a psychological damage, especially kids who've seen the murders. I mean, Doug, kids were burnt alive. Their parents were shot in front of their eyes. You can imagine, I even heard a story. This is very, very gruesome, but I will still tell it. This is just out that the Hamas ISIS put a baby into the oven and they turned the oven on.
Jesus.
While they shot the father and they were raping the mother.
What in the world? So,
yeah.
What, you know, under the circumstances, I know you would go out and be active in the community. The stuff that we're hearing here and there, you know, I'm sure over there you're hearing about college campuses, the protests aimed at the Israelis for being barbarians and the poor Palestinians. People, just the ignorance here about Hamas is overwhelming. I'm sure everybody there kind of knows it. Or do they? Do you feel the people in Israel and even the Palestinians know what's really going on?
No, the people who do the demonstrations in your universities and colleges in London, in Berlin, everywhere, they don't even know, they just know free Palestine, but they don't know that they're talking about free Hamas, free ISIS. The Hamas is ISIS. Do you understand? This is so serious that these are the murderers. Now, we were also today, ballistic missiles were coming in from, I don't know if they were ballistic missiles, but they're deadly missiles were coming in from Yemen,
wow.
Over the Red Sea. Luckily, we have amazing detection radar systems, so we shot them out of the sky. And they were heading to Eilat, and Eilat is a resort city. So really, I mean, to talk about Halloween, it's crazy while this is going on. But I just want to finish conversation with you about Halloween, because most people don't know this, but actually Halloween was originated, it dates back to the ancient Celtic festival of Shaiman, but you actually pronounce it Shoin. And the Celts who lived 2,000 years ago, they started Halloween. It was in Ireland. Unbelievable. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, actually, with the origins of Halloween. And yes, that story is exactly right. That's the story of where it begins. I just want to go back to, there was a story, we got about 60 seconds here. Last night on News Nation, which is one of our newest networks and I think doing the best job in covering the news accurately and without any kind of sway to a right or left, we're talking about, they did an examination of the leaders of Hamas, where they lived, how they lived, how much money they had, and again, this is something that most people anywhere. Most people don't know. I go back to my meeting with Arafat once, I think I told you this, and then knowing when he died, he had left his wife $5 billion. These people are living in luxury, and meanwhile, the people that they convinced to blow everything up are getting killed right and left. Why it is that there isn't more expose on that by our media and by your media?
Absolutely true. All the Hamas leaders are flying in private, the latest private jets. All right, Dougie, I'll speak to you next week unless something drastic will happen.
All right, I'll be in touch. Thank you. Uri Geller here on Good Day at 50, actually, what did we have, 10 before the hour, yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Halloween movie time, scary music from scary movies. Hi, Chuck Curry is here with Jay and Doug. The scariest movies ever. Talk about those with Chucker. There are some new movies, horror movies that are out this year that are streaming for Halloween. All right, Chucker. So this is from The Exorcist.
No, it's from The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, of course.
I'm going to tell you a story. Sit back and relax, okay?
Okay, all right.
October 31st, 2010, AMC premieres The Walking Dead. The first season is directed and written by Frank Darabont, who's the guy who did Green Mile with Shawshank Redemption and The Mist. Tremendous talent. I remember that day. It changed my life. I love The Walking Dead. Probably my all-time favorite show. And the biggest robbery of all time in the history of Hollywood is Andrew Lincoln not getting a single Emmy nomination for his portrayal of Rick Grimes. That guy is a great actor and was great on this show. Ran for 11 seasons. I liked every season, some better than others, but for the most part, one of those shows I had to watch. It was must-see television for me on Sunday night. And I figure I'd bring that up because it's Halloween. I know you don't like talking horror, but it is Halloween, so you have no choice.
I know that, and I have the scary. I'm looking at the top 10 scariest movies. Tell me if you agree with this list.
Okay, let's go.
Number 10, Talk to Me. Number 9, Hell House. Number 8, The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Number 7, Smile. Number 6, this is the list of the 10 scariest movies of all time.
By somebody who's like 16 years old, because these are all recent dead.
I was thinking the same thing, Chuck. I've only seen two films in this
movie. Give you your list, and I'll give you mine. I'll give you
this was a 250-member panel that actually was wearing heart monitors. This list was created by science. But I want to know what the full list was. How many movies did they actually watch? Because I call malarkey on this.
Really? 133 beats per minute.
That's too updated to be taken. Here I would pick some great movies for Halloween. The Exorcist, 1973, the greatest horror movie ever made, hands down. Dawn of the Dead, 1978, as I always said, The Gone with the Wind of Horror, George A. Romero's masterpiece, on a budget of less than $1 million. You want a Halloween movie? How about Halloween 2 from 81? Something about this movie, I think it's the best of all the Halloween movies. Psycho 2, great sequel. Norman Bates was actually likable in that movie. Great performance by Anthony Perkins. Night of the Living Dead, 1990, directed by Tom Savini, excuse me. I saw this after a job interview in New York City in 1990 at a movie theater in New York City. I'll always remember that experience. I like Halloween 3. I love the remake of The Blob from 88. It's a very, very entertaining movie with great effects. And there's a movie called Cabin Fever with Eli Roth that I also dig very much. Now, that's a list.
All right.
That is a
great list. All right. In a moment, some horror movies based on real-life stories right after this.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh,
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
I'm looking at a list of movies based on real-life stories. On the list is A Nightmare on Elm Street, The Conjuring, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and Laura Linney in that.
I got a question for you. Do you believe in exorcisms? Yes. Do you believe that people actually can be possessed, yes or no?
Yes.
Good question. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Yeah. Why do I think they can be possessed?
Yeah.
Because I think there are a lot of things that are unexplained in the universe and things that affect us in every way, in many ways we don't understand. And I think that it's very possible for us to
That's
be influenced
very
by spirits.
I tend maybe to believe you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chuck. It's refreshing to know you believe me.
Somebody has to.
All right, exactly. All right, Chucker, back tomorrow on Good Day. It's 59 after the hour.
Happy Halloween.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.